You're listening to EPN.
This is Eric Dye for Facebook Radio, and this episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Facebook Radio is your program that keeps you up to date with the latest information on how to use the world's most popular social media platform, the latest Facebook news important to entrepreneurs, successful marketing strategies, security measures within the social media space, and much more. Today we are visiting with Mandy Danino, owner of Images Unveiled for Photography, who runs a destination wedding photography studio with her husband Greg. Mandy has seen demand for the couple's services drastically grow ever since embracing Facebook business pages years ago to promote the business. Mandy, welcome to Facebook Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So let's talk about Facebook and how it's worked for you. When did you first recognize the potential of Facebook to promote your business?
Facebook has been absolutely huge for our business, and we actually, I think, got aboard not a little bit late, but about 2008, we discovered Facebook when a client of ours said, hey, you guys aren't on Facebook. And from there, we got a couple other of our clients like, why aren't you guys on? So once I got on personally, I obviously saw what huge benefits businesses being on Facebook is. So once we created a business page, then all of our clients started becoming fans at that time, now liking the page, and it's just absolutely taken off from there.
What are some of the earliest tactics that you implemented to grow your audience?
Some of the earliest tactics, once we figured out, like I mentioned, you know, how impactful it was very early on, we started putting it everywhere. We have it all over our website. We have it all over our blog, on our email to every single client that goes out. We want everybody, all of our clients, future, past, and present clients to be on our Facebook page. I mean, that's where we are. That's where all of our current, our current information is, all of our current fun projects and really awesome photographies on there that people can come and see, just to see who we are. But like I said, we have Facebook everywhere. I mean, all of our marketing especially is very Facebook-centric. We want everybody to go right to our Facebook page.
This episode of Facebook Radio here on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. They back up more data than the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history in all languages. One advertising executive's company lost an entire bank of servers, which nearly brought their business to its knees. Then he found Mosey Pro. He says, I was shocked at how fast it works, and their people know how to work with Macs as well. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code podcast 15. Call 877-669-9776 or visit moseypro.com today. So, Mandy, what are some things that you did to tie in Facebook with your overall marketing efforts?
Like I mentioned before, we sent out emails to people. Another really fun thing that we did that our clients loved was a contest. And we really got everyone involved, and just the feedback from people where it was huge, like how much fun they were having and to be able to win prizes. And what actually happened was we would run a contest where, submit a picture, and the most comments on that picture will win a free session or win something really fun from us. And it was so much fun just to see people getting, like, really involved, and they're getting their friends and family to come and like our page, and our name is just getting spread out there, I mean, just immensely just from these contests. But it's not only fun for us, but like I said, it was really fun for other people to just engage in these contests and have fun with them. And obviously it's really good for us. You know, if they're liking our page or if they're commenting, then their friends are going to see that as well and like our page. So, you know, kind of grew from there. But that's one of the biggest things that how we've implemented Facebook to our business. We have some really fun things coming up too. You know, with all the new Facebook changes, we take advantage of every one of them. And another one that's, you know, is really fun, that was really intriguing to us, is the sharing feature. And we're going to have do a really fun contest where we're going to write a really fun tagline and have people share that, because we can see now who's sharing our posts. So that's going to be really fun, and kind of see, you know, we have to play with Facebook and see what works and what doesn't. So that's going to be one of our next really fun tactics.
Today we are with Mandy Danino, owner of the Images Unveiled Photography, who runs a destination wedding photography studio with her husband Greg, here on Facebook Radio this afternoon. Where does Facebook fit into your overall marketing strategy?
Facebook is definitely in the top three of our marketing. It is on all of our marketing pieces, but it's equally as large to us, or as important as our website and our blog, which we understand social media is so huge these days that, you know, some of our, even our competitors locally are, how are you guys booking, you know, such big weddings, or how are you guys doing so much business? And a lot of it really is attributed to Facebook. I mean, we love Facebook, and if we tag an image, or if we, you know, our clients love their product, they'll post it, and then their friends and family are going to like us. And, you know, when we first started seeing these inquiries coming in for weddings and for portraits, they're hearing about us on Facebook. It's such an overwhelming response that we're getting, that a lot of our competitors, like I said, aren't using it yet, and they just, you know, they really should be, because it's really the new wave of marketing, and it's almost free. I mean, we do run some ads, which have been great for us. And that's such a minuscule part of marketing, but I mean, Facebook essentially is a lot for, it's free. And it just really takes your time, but it's, you have to do it. It's such an important part. It should be the most important part of everybody's marketing this day and age.
What value does your business receive from having a presence on Facebook?
Our client base, like I said, I would say at least 25%, if not a lot more, of our clients are from Facebook. As mentioned, you know, I'll tag an image of a couple, or, you know, we've even seen this a lot. We've actually helped a lot of businesses with social media, specifically Facebook. We've had worked with a hair care product company, and they'll tag clients, and their clients are going to see that too. Or a stylist will take a picture of, you know, a hairstyle that she's done and tag that client, and all her friends are going to see it. So it's so important. That businesses kind of get on board and, you know, see where it takes them. So it's been a huge part of our business, and it could be a huge part of other people's businesses if they use the right tools and, you know, kind of get on board with the whole social media, Facebook, you know, big explosion that we've seen lately. So,
well, tell our listeners where they can find you on Facebook.
On Facebook, it's super easy to find us. We are facebook.com/imagesunveiled, and you can come and see us on there, kind of peek around at us, see what we're doing, see what we've done. We have a great fan base right now. It's, you know, everyone local, everyone that's fans of ours, we want to have fans. We love seeing people stop by and say hello, you know, leave fun comments. We always love seeing those too. So.
And in conclusion, real briefly, any advice you could lend to our listening audience in relation to Facebook success?
Absolutely. One thing that's huge with Facebook that I think a lot of people, they have a really hard time with, is being personal. Facebook and social media has so much to do with just kind of being you and getting out there. I mean, your clients, you know, especially ours, I think a lot of other businesses is the same. It's just people want to see who you are instead of just a company face. I mean, they kind of want to see a little bit into your life. I mean, you don't need to divulge super personal information, but just a little bit's really fun. And people want to know, you know, a little bit that they're actually working with people instead of, you know, that they're just not a name in your business. So that's been huge for us. Just divulge a little bit of fun, you know, information that's not too much, but it's just a little touch.
Well, Mandy, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Facebook Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It was nice talking with you.
Likewise. And that was Mandy Danino, owner of Images Unveiled Photography, who runs a destination wedding photography studio with her husband, Greg. And the website is imagesunveiled.com. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook as well for exclusive content and a chance to get a mention, either you or your business, on future EPN programming. It's very simple. Just type in Entrepreneur Podcast Network and boom, you are there. This has been Eric Dye for EPN and Facebook Radio. And until next time, enjoy.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.